There are two distinctly different Oaklands, the one with the million-dollar walk-up apartments and the Whole Foods, and the other with the crumbling housing projects and the bodegas that sell loose cigarettes for a dollar. The opening credits of Blindspotting show both environments side by side, and that image of wildly incongruous neighborhoods within the same colorful city becomes the movie's visual thesis. This is a film about a lot of things: gentrification, racial code switching, gun violence, imprisonment, police brutality, absentee fathers, economic disenfranchisement. Most movies would only tackle one of those complicated, multifaceted issues at a time, but Blindspotting is the product of creators who have finally been given the freedom to make their own feature, so they're killing every bird in the sky with a single stone. After all, you never know if you'll get a chance to make another movie again. The film follows a young black man named Colin, played by David Diggs, an Oakland native who has 3 days left to go on a long probation. He's not an inherently violent person. See, he was arrested for a bizarre incident that happened while he was working as a bouncer and that left a drunk guy beaten to a pulp and set on fire. It could happen to anyone. He's living in a halfway house and counting down the hours until he's free again, working as a mover with his white childhood pal Miles, played by Rafael Casal. Colin's ex-girlfriend Val, played by Janina Gavankar, is the front desk receptionist at the moving company, and even though she's trying to distance herself from Colin, she's still trying to protect him from the volatile Miles, who could get both of them in trouble, but who has the safety net of whiteness. One day on his way home from work, Colin witnesses a black man shot and killed by a white police officer. He's haunted by it, flashing back to visions of the corpse crumpled up in the street and of the cop urging Colin to move along. And it's representative of the turmoil that's happening around him. Miles, meanwhile, seems oblivious to his friend's increased discomfort in this city that's less and less hospitable toward people who look and live like him. White hipsters are taking over the neighborhoods, the local fast food joint is turning upscale, and the convenience store has started selling outrageously expensive organic juices. Colin tries his best to fit in, and yet at a party for a tech upstart, it's Miles who sticks out like a sore thumb and who resorts to violence when another white guy belittles him. Diggs and Casal are childhood friends in real life, and they reportedly wrote the screenplay for Blindspotting in piecemeal fashion over the course of several years. They finally secured financing following Diggs' success in the original Broadway cast of Hamilton, and the movie has a scrappiness and an energy that reminded me of early Spike Lee. Their script isn't totally polished, though, and ties up its threads with a third-act plot development that frankly strains credulity, no matter how fiery its delivery may be. Blindspotting is also a debut for its director, Carlos Lopez Estrada, who employs all kinds of stylistic fireworks – split screens, smash zooms, dream sequences, unexpected musical moments. It's not unlike the approach of Sorry to Bother You, another 2018 film by a first-time director, which was also set in Oakland and used dark humor and surrealism to explore gentrification and the inherent danger of being a black man in America. Both movies perhaps bite off more than they can conceivably chew, but I appreciate that they're swinging for the fences, digging into themes and topics that most Hollywood productions would screw up, were they to even entertain the notion of tackling them in the first place. So it might be occasionally hampered by the unwieldiness of its own vision, though its throw-everything-at-the-wall approach conveys the anger and emotional insightfulness of the men both in front of and behind the camera. Blindspotting is wildly imperfect, but how else do you portray the state of the modern world without coming across as chaotic, messy, or sometimes contradictory? I admire its gutsiness. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.